Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's Q&A day. It's going to be a little bit different, though. I do have four emails from people. Normally, I pull questions that y'all email to fourthingswithamybrown@gmail.com, but I have four emails that touch on things that I think we all need to hear, or at least I want to elaborate on. So not necessarily questions, but just things I want to share. And then I'm also going to share a quote because I'm starting Tuesday's Q&A episodes off with a quote these days. But I want to talk about how there's highs and lows in everybody's day, and we will get through this, and you're not alone. Because today, in the same hour, I cried, I was really frustrated, and screamed, and threw a pin at the wall. It happens. But I also laughed in that hour, too. So there's good and bad moments in this crazy time that we're in. But whichever one of those you're landing on, whether it's the crying or the screaming or the laughing, be in those moments. Don't push them down. Like, I recognized when I got really frustrated and threw a pin at the wall and then screamed, I knew that I needed to step back and maybe do a breathing exercise, which this is one that Mary has put up on Instagram that her chiropractor gave her. And you breathe in for 4 seconds, then you hold it for 6, then you breathe out for 8, okay? So let's do it together right here. We're just going to, as you're listening to this podcast, I know this is going to be silly, but please do it with me. Let's breathe in for 4. Hold for 6. Was that 6? I don't know. But let's go out for 8. Okay. I mean, I guess I'm not very good at counting because I was like, wait, shoot, how long? But repeat that 3 to 5 times whenever you find yourself in a situation. When I did that, it really helped me. But I didn't ignore that I was frustrated. I just tried to work through it and I gave myself grace because, especially if you're a parent and you're trying to still work full time and do a lot of the things with their schooling or just even entertaining them or having them around when you're trying to get work done, or if they have a bad attitude, like for example, I was trying to work with Stevenson on something, my son, and he had a bad attitude and it just sent me over the edge. But probably because earlier in that hour, I also broke down crying because I don't know, I was feeling scared for my dad. He's in an assisted living home. I can't see him right now. He has a lot of anxiety. He is scared. I want to somehow figure out a way to take the news off of his TV because I feel like if he would watch less news, he would be less anxious about the whole thing. Because I think when he turns on the news, just like what sent me into a little emotional meltdown was I turned on the news and there was a nursing home where they were evacuating people because 60 of the residents tested positive for COVID-19. And I thought, okay, well, that's not good. And I just think with my dad's health condition, I don't know how he could handle it if he got it. But I do see amazing stories of like 101-year-olds that survived COVID. And whenever I see that, I try to focus on that and say, oh, well, okay, so there is hope. This is amazing. But then you have someone 61 years old, Joe Diffie, right here in Nashville, who passed away on Sunday from COVID-19. I still am having a hard time processing that one. It just doesn't seem real. So I had my emotional moment because I'm scared for my dad, but I don't need to stay in that fear, but I think it's okay that I recognize it. Then I had my frustrated moment with Stevenson. And then I also had laughter with Stashira because, you know, well, actually as a family, we had funniest videos on, like on True TV, they have these funny videos and it's like America's Home Videos, but just different and so funny. Like we were all laughing, but then later I had track practice with Stashira and we laughed and had a great time. So I think let's all recognize that there's gonna be so many highs and lows in a day, given these circumstances, and you're just gonna have to roll with them and it's okay. But in any of them, if you ever just need to stop and do some breathing, I recommend that. Also, what time is it? Well, when I'm recording this, it's like 3:30. I'm like, also, when can I have a cocktail? I was texting Mary earlier today and I was like, Oh, I don't know how some parents are doing it if they have more than two kids. Or, you know, because Stevenson's teacher, she has three children of her own, and then she's also trying to teach distance learning to her class students, but then her children are home from school and she's having to help teach them too. And I was like, oh my gosh, like I didn't even, so teachers, hats off to you. I didn't even think about that part, how y'all are trying to still do your teaching job for your students in your classroom, but then, you know, all at their houses, but then you have your kids at home too. So big hugs to everybody. We're all going to get through this and we're going to come out on the other side stronger than ever. So the quote I'm going to share with you today before I get into the emails is something, it's not really something super inspirational that you would probably expect in a quote right about now. But I saw Charlemagne the God put it up, which he works for my company, lives in New York, is on like the hip hop station. And I saw this that thing that he put on Instagram and it said, having trouble forcing yourself to stay home, shave your eyebrows off. Safety first, people. I just am, my mind is blown away at some of the people that I'm still seeing out and about, gathered in groups and going to places. Obviously, you're going to need to leave your home for essential things. Or if you have a job at an essential workplace and you need to go. But I know that those type of people are taking proper precaution. But I'm still seeing some people on the news and online that are just not taking this whole social distancing thing, stay at home thing seriously. And so I thought that was a funny way to maybe get yourself to stay home. Like shave your eyebrows off and then you're not going to want to go anywhere. Okay, let's get into the emails. This first one is from Cindy. Hey, Amy, I work in a busy emergency room in Fayetteville, North Carolina. As you can imagine, this time is particularly trying, scary, stressful. When things get crazy over anything from a news standpoint, I tend to sort of just stick my head in the sand when I get oversaturated, sometimes in an unhealthy way. Clearly, I can't do this with COVID-19 because I literally have to know all that I can about it. That being said, I'm starting to try to limit my different sources of hearing about it. When I saw the title of your podcast, I paused. Do I want to listen to it? Is it going to be different in a useful way? I don't know what finally made me press play, but I'm so happy and grateful that I did. It was exactly what I needed at that exact moment. I not only listened to it, but I listened to it twice and actually took notes the second time. I've been feeling increasingly anxious and that my feelings and thoughts are crazy or unrealistic or too realistic, and that I'm not taking it seriously enough or too seriously, and on and on. I shared this podcast on my Facebook page and I have plans to post some of the points on it for discussion. Thank you so much. Keep doing what you do. Love ya. So Cindy, yeah, I totally understand wanting to limit consumption of COVID. And I think that that's what we all should do. You have to do what is best for you. Sometimes you need to be informed, but you also need to shut off the news. Similar to what I need to do with my dad. I know that he wants information, but he's getting too much information. So Cindy, you're in the field. So I understand you need to be as informed as possible, but for anyone else listening, make sure you have a healthy balance of what you're taking in so that way you don't make yourself crazy with it. And also, Cindy, thank you so much for what you do. We appreciate you so much. Anybody in healthcare that's working at a doctor's office or a hospital, anybody. I have another email that addresses something like that. So I'll save my thoughts on that for that email. But I just appreciated this, Cindy. And if anybody else avoided last week's episode that was on COVID-19, where I had a therapist on at Three Chords Therapy on Instagram, Catherine DeFada, she was on and she really helped walk through this quarantine situation that we're in, like things that we can do to help us get through this crazy time. So if you avoided it, not knowing what it was going to be like, maybe go back and give it a go and see if you like it. But if you need to still avoid it, that's totally fine too. I get it. But there was a lot of helpful information. Like Cindy said, she listened to it twice and she took notes. So thank you for sharing that email. Next one is from Heather. Hey, Amy, a friend of mine suggested that we should start journaling what is happening during the coronavirus as a way to remember history. I normally don't like to journal, but thought this was a great idea and wanted to share this with you and your listeners. It'll be pretty amazing to look back at our journal 20 plus years from now and share the firsthand experience with our family, especially kids, as it will be a part of their history books. I'm also taking photos and saving all of the funny memes. So she's taking notes on the serious side of things. But yeah, collecting some of these memes is pretty cool too, because they're pretty awesome right now. I gotta, you know, high five the creativity that is coming out of this lockdown situation, because people are bringing the content and bringing us a laugh and a smile when we need it. And that's kind of why I shared Charlemagne's post as my quote earlier, because when I saw that this morning, it just made me laugh out loud. Also, Bobby's girlfriend, Caitlin, put a picture of the Tiger King guy, which if y'all have not watched Tiger King yet, you totally should. But she put up a picture of him and he's got like these blonde bangs and this mullet in the back. And she's like, girls, after quarantine life for however long, what are we in after we've been staying home for 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 weeks now without getting our hair done and our nails done, we're all going to come out looking like Tiger King. Heather, thank you for that tip. I think that that's great. And I know I don't like to journal that much. I've been doing my Four Things Gratitude Journal, and I do think it will be interesting to look back on that. So maybe that's a way that you can do it and also get in your gratitude at the same time. You can be journaling things that are happening and express things that you're thankful for. The challenge is still going on. Actually, today's March 31st, so it's the last day of the gratitude challenge. But guess what? Given these crazy times, we're keeping it going, and we're going to try to journal gratitude as many days in a row as we can. I mean, don't put pressure on yourself to do it every day once the challenge is up, but I think as much as possible. And hopefully you formed some sort of a habit the last month and you want to keep going. And maybe you realized you finally want a journal that we have, then you can grab one of those too. So next email is from Martha. Hey, love y'all. I'm from Round Rock, Texas, mother of two incredible kids that we adopted from Russia. I loved and was so impressed and supportive of your adoption journey. Thank you, Martha. I know y'all always have the best intentions, but every time y'all talk about the medical crisis we're suffering currently, all y'all talk about is the doctors and nurses. I'm sure you know from your father's recent health crisis, there are many healthcare workers that work one-on-one with patients, physical therapists, occupational therapists, respiratory therapists, lab techs who take blood, x-ray, CT techs, etc. The number one test to help diagnose COVID-19 is blood work, chest x-ray, and CT chest. Please give credit to all the amazing healthcare workers. We are just here to help y'all. So Martha, thank you so much for this email and the reminder. And yes, we need to be aware and grateful and thankful for anyone and everyone that is in healthcare right now. And I mean, that's helped me rephrase how I'm talking about things. And I even put up a post after I did a live with a doctor the other night. And I think I said something about donating things to local hospitals. And some people left comments in there saying, well, not only just the hospital, but local doctors' offices need stuff and nursing homes. And so really, if you have things that you can help distribute or hand out, then see in your area where it needs to be. It doesn't just have to be a hospital. And also, our Four Things totes and t-shirts that we made, those are up, and they are for healthcare heroes. And they say scrubs on, caffeinate, wash hands, repeat. And we went back and forth and back and forth on what those four things should be. And I know it doesn't fit every healthcare worker, because not every healthcare worker wears scrubs and not every healthcare worker caffeinates, but it just overall was the best four things. But what's amazing about our totes is if you want it to say something different, we have a customizable option and you can put whatever four things you want on there. But our healthcare hero shirt and totes are going to support medical needs here in the U.S. and in Haiti. Now, Espoir, our Four Things line, is under our Espoir line, which typically supports Haiti, always has. That's what we set it up for. But we are definitely changing course and putting the help where it needs to be right now, which is right here in America. So just know that we're involved in trying to find different ways that we can help out with what's going on. And it's for all healthcare workers. So if you happen to be one and you're buying it for yourself, you can use the code HERO to get 10% off. And, you know, that's just something we wanted to do for the healthcare workers. Or if you know a healthcare worker and you want to buy one and gift it to them, then that would be super amazing too. So all that's up at fourthings.com or radioamy.com. You can find it there. And then last email is from Hannah. Good morning, Amy. I bought the Four Things Gratitude Journal in December, and I've been using it daily since the beginning of the year. It's my New Year's resolution to practice gratitude. I've always had a difficult time journaling in the past, and the journal makes it so easy. I enjoy finding small things throughout the day to be grateful for. This has been essential and helpful practice to do during this current pandemic. I remember a few months ago on your podcast, you had mentioned there would be another journal released in the future. The new gratitude journal would be a similar format with a new cover, new quotes, and new stickers. Since I've been using this daily, I only have about 30 pages left. Is there a chance you would release the new journal soon? Okay, good question. I know this is more, this is actually a question that was sent in, not just something I want to talk about, but Mary and I were just talking about this, Hannah, and we don't have one ready to release, so we just weren't anticipating people using it so quickly because we're not everyday journalers, except for the month of March we have been during the challenge, and we never wanted people to feel pressure to journal every day. So either we're going to encourage people to maybe buy another tie-dye one and just keep it as 2.0, or we're going to get to work on that. We're not saying that it's not happening. It is, but there's a production issue right now. We don't know the people that could print it and get it done. They're all over the world. The company we're working with out of Chicago is based in different parts of the world too. And there's people in England that work on it, and then in Turkey, and then, like I said, in Chicago. And so it's kind of a crazy time to try to get a journal made and then produced and shipped, and then we get it into your hands. So we'll start working on that, but I don't know how long it's going to take. So I applaud you and think it's amazing that you have been journaling diligently. That's so, so cool. But we won't have one soon. And that's just, it hurts me to say that to you because I know it may not be fun to buy another tie-dye one, but it could be fine. I mean, that's fine. You could have two tie-dye ones and then your third one could be the new one if we can get that one done in time. But you're journaling like a mad woman, which is amazing. So that's an update on that. And again, if you want to keep journaling with us, you don't have to have our journal to do it. Fourthings.com if you do want the journal. But if not, you just jot down four things in your phone or in any old journal that you have around the house. It'll work. And then that way, hopefully, it can help get you through this. And then like the other email from earlier, it'll be something where you can look back and remember these crazy times, which even without the pandemic, that's something Mary and I thought the journal would be cool for, is to keep it. We wanted to make it cute, something you would want to keep, and you could reflect. Like the other day, I sat on the floor and reflected back on all the things I've been thankful for this year. So, and it was cool to do that. And it's only been a few months. So imagine in 5-10 years to look back and reflect on things you were grateful for. I hope everyone has a great day. We will have a new episode up on Thursday. And then don't forget that on Saturday, Outweigh episode 1 goes up. If you haven't heard the trailer, that is also up in the Four Things feed that loaded last Saturday. And then this coming Saturday will be episode 1. And I'm doing Outweigh with Lisa from At The Well Necessities. And we are breaking the stigma and exposing the gray area of eating disorders and disordered eating. Stuff that typically isn't getting talked about or that people feel embarrassed or ashamed about, but you shouldn't at all. And you're not alone. And we're talking about it. And we have stories from real people and experts that are coming on to help guide us through it. So that'll be on Saturday. Okay. Thank you for bearing with me. Hope you have a great day. Bye.